You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Welcome back to The Breakdown. A little bit of trouble at the top of the hour, but that has all been sorted now. We did play the song we intended to, though.
We did.
We've been meaning to play Sleigh Bells for a while in the Folk Rock Classic, and I think that's probably the highlight of what has been a very successful year for them. They had their album Bunky Becky Birthday Boy out in April, and a great record it was as well.
Always makes me smile, that title.
I know, when I say it right. We've gone all the way back to their debut, Treat, from 2010, and that was Real Real, the third and final single from that album. And probably one of the quieter of Sleigh Bells tracks.
Yeah.
Okay, in this hour, we have tracks to play from Health's album and This Is Lorelei. Also, plenty of new music as well from
Soft Cult.
Soft Cult.
Yeah.
I've got that one as well.
Yep.
That's there. Vulture Feather, Dorothy.
I've got Vulture Feather as well.
Have you? Oh, I wanted a big one for that. I was going to use that after
you. You can use it. Yeah, you can do it.
That one. And plenty of other stuff.
Plenty of other stuff.
I don't know what's coming next, though. That's
well, we've played Yungov many times on The Breakdown before. The work of Ben Cook, former effed up guitarist, but a very different sounding solo project of his. Well, he's changed his name to Gov now. It's just Gov.
Oh, just
the young. He's getting older. There will be a new album out on January the 30th via Run for Cover Records. And this single came out this week. So we're going to play it. It's called Warmer Than Gold.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
But you brought it on yourself.
Soft Cult there with Queen of Nothing, the latest single to be taken from an album called When a Flower Doesn't Grow, which is out in the new year, 30th of January. And it followed on from...
Gov. Yeah, and the title track from the new album out in the new year, Warmer Than Gold.
I mentioned Squeeze at the top of the show, and we are going to play a track from them now. It's the second track from their 2026 album, Trixies, out next year, but written over half a century ago, because the majority of these songs were put down in the early 70s when Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook first started to make music, but they lost them. And I came across them relatively recently and have decided to pump them up and release them. I suppose it saves them writing any new tracks, doesn't it? It's really good, though. This is Trixies Part 2.
There's a door behind the stage that leads down to a cellar. And the waiter will take it cold. Nothing has ever changed, at least not for the better. Well, the curry wants to be choked, the band are watching another fight, the heroine pushes a beer at night, and the naked dancers all dressed in white. I tell you, it's out there, Miss November, she's a playmate, rock stars of the 80s, directors who are sort of people who carry something lethal. Trixies is a gas singing, hey, Trixies is alright. Trixies is a gas singing, hey, Trixies is stakes are beyond belief. It's nice just to watch them play. It's lit by candlelight, the one of a full-time theme. Then it's time to face the breaking day. The curtain's down on another show. Now insomniacs will just have to go. The poodle queens from night's pitched row. I tell you, it's out there. It's November, she's a playmate. Rock stars of the 80s, directors who are irate. Models and comedians, actors and chameleons. All the sort of people who carry something lethal. Trixies is a gas singing, hey, Trixies is all. Trixies is a gas singing, hey, Trixies is alright. Trixies is a gas singing, hey, Trixies is alright. Trixies is a gas singing, hey, Trixies is alright.
That's Trixies Part 2 from Trixies the album, which is out in March on March the 6th next year. They're currently on tour with Madness on an arena tour on a warm-up for their own big headlining arena tour next year. 16 dates in November and December 2026 with Billy Bragg as a support act. So that was Squeeze here on The Breakdown. All right, what have you got?
Juliana Hatfield. How many albums do you think Juliana Hatfield's had, including Juliana Hatfield 3?
Okay, how many do I get either way?
Three.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That gives you a clue, doesn't it?
14.
21.
What?
This is her 21st album. Been very prolific. I mean, wow. Consistent. Not as in releasing multiple in a year, but like only a year apart usually between them. And the three covers albums in that, Juliana Hatfield sings Olivia Newton-John, sings The Police, and sings ELO. ELO was 2023. But this is all her work. Lightning Might Strike came out yesterday. And from that, this is called Long, Slow, Nervous Breakdown.
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
got Ralph to thank for that. Happy birthday this week, Ralph. And thank you for pointing me in the direction of the Pop Guns, whose brilliant EP, Who Never Found Love, came out last week. Orion is a track from it. And the Pop Guns have been around for a long, long time.
They have.
Debut album came out in 1990. They split up in 96, then came back in 2012. There have been two albums since, but nothing since 2017. So the fact that they've got a four-track EP and all the songs on it are stonkers is very good news. So that was Orion that you heard there. Now, a double before... We're not going to have time to do this. We've not got time. Not got time. Go
no,
on, then.
Fair enough. No, no, you're right. Go on. Do the long one. Do the long one.
Well, all right. So it's Vulture Feather. You were going to play something from this EP, weren't you? Craving an Aversion is the name of it. I'm going for the first song on it, which starts really slowly. It builds and builds. It's fantastic. I'll tell you more about the band on the other side of this. This is Pleasant Obstacle.
Thank you.
really good. New name for me, Vulture Feather, but they seem to have quite a back catalogue, including an album earlier this year, It Will Be Like Now. That was an EP called Craven and Aversion, available on the Felt record label. And it looks like they're a three piece who have been in many other bands before and have found each other and been doing this since 2023. Yeah, four records. Yeah, four records since 2023, June. Hmm. Okay, Trouble Seven.
Look at the time.
I know.
Oh, it's funny when you do it. It is. When I do it, I get berated.
You don't. What's happening to me now?
What do you mean?
Being berated.
Not berating you. Hmm. It was worth playing all of that. It was very good. Right, something now. Well, my Trouble Seven is going to kick off with Scout Gillette, who's getting second play. On the breakdown, doubling the amount of plays. Scouts. What's funny about that?
It was very accurate.
It was. Missouri born, Brooklyn bred, but LA based. Looks like the standalone single is called Kellogg's Box, and I'll tell you about the other two tracks after we've heard them.
Breakdown. Treble Seven.
Today's a good day to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Today's a good day to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh, I feel love again. Life is fun. I know joy every now and then.
Make a treble seven even shorter by talking over the end. Two artists getting their second play on the breakdown, and we rounded off with a new artist there. That was Ken Park, not his real name. Liam Creamer is his name. 21-year-old San Diegan? Yeah. He's from San Diego. He's a San Diegan. That was called Nosebleed. I think it's a standalone single from Ken Park. In the middle of that, Duendita, who played once before on the show, when it was hosted by Adam Follett. That was a standalone track called Uplifted One, and we kicked it off with Scout, Gillette, and Kellogg's Box. They were all standalone singles. That's me done.
Health now getting their 60th play on the breakdown. Only the second act to get to that number, and the first band. So, screw you, the National. Conflict DLC came out yesterday. Burn the Candles is a track from it, which we're going to play next. And it's, again, it's a health track, and that is a good thing.
The Breakdown, Albums of the Week.
Not to blame for falling when it all
This week's album of the week in the form of a double albums of the week. That was This Is Lorelei, and from the album Hollow Boy. I'm doing it now. But You Just Woke Me Up is the name of that. And it was Health before that with...
Yeah, something from Conflict and DLC.
Burn the Candles,
that's the one. 15 minutes to go on this week's show. Have we played Girl Tones before?
I don't think so.
I don't think we have. I am going to play then their new single, Leave the City, which came out a couple of days ago. They're a two-piece who I think might become very big. They're playing, played a whole heap of festivals this year, got some lined up for next year, and this is a great song, Leave the City.
Little bubbles bursting around me, burning all the What's up, Sheffield? This is Jeff from Living Body, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, with some serious Beach Boys and Christmas
vibes. I was just going to say that.
Let Him Run Wild is the track which is just fading away. And it's, I thought it was a standalone single, but it's an album. We'll Run Away came out last week. And it followed Girl Tones, which was a standalone single called Leave the City. Okay, into the last 8 minutes of the show. What's next, Steve?
Well, the Norwegian artist Sassy 009 is releasing a debut album in the new year, Dreamer Plus. It's coming out very early in the new year, 16th of January. We played one single from it. Do you know what? I'm going to make that two.
You're going to do that now?
I'm going to do it right now. This track features Yuna Pinku, and it's called Mirrors.
Mirrors don't find me. Try.
Acid Blow 9, featuring Yuda Pinko, and that is Mirrors.
Really good, that. One more track to go.
Yes.
Today, we'll be back next week. Are we going to have Chris Stride with us?
We are.
We will, won't we? Yeah, offbeat tonight, festive 10. Finish off today with A.A. Williams, who I don't think we've played before, but we should have done.
The 10th Williams to be played in the breakdown, though.
Is it the 10th Williams? Have you checked that?
Yes. Yeah.
Just a Shadow is a track which I'm going to play now, and I don't really have much more to say. So I'm going to make sure that my finger is on the button to get rid of the very well-pronounced swear, which is coming up in about a minute's time. We'll say goodbye, and we will see you next week.
We will. Goodbye.
When the night comes, I crave your kiss, both sweet and bitter, the taste of broken hearts and cigarettes that I never liked, but I can't forget. You speak with a poisoned tongue, this vicious commentary bruising every inch of me, and I am powerless to leave. But when the emptiness comes, I need you, I need you. And in the darkness I'll forgive you, forgive you. But oh, you are the lie I've always told to myself. Formed around my bones, around my heart, around my soul, offering protection by forming impenetrable lies. This armor crushes dreams, this armor crushes me. When the emptiness comes, I need you, I need you. And in the darkness of oh, you are the light I
Greetings, world. And you're in tune to Selector K, you know? Sheffield Live Radio, you know? All of massive big up on yourself, man. Most way. Vivian Jones attacks, eh? Tune in to Selector.